Hey Anchor, I'm Bernie here in Ireland and getting over a cold. And because my voice was gone, really, well, because I couldn't get through a minute without coughing, I started exploring some other things. And one of the things I started to explore, because Greg Dixon and Michael Zeitgeist and Unity Eagle and Pokerman and a couple other Aloistic artists, a couple other people, had headed on over to Valdo, V-A-U-D-L-E. I'll put it in the caption. And I started to explore Valdo just because, whatever, it's a new place to scratch and sniff. And what was intriguing to me is to discover you could ask people who had a lot more expertise than you have. You could ask them questions and you could bid on a question, so you could give them money. So some of the people, I'm looking at the science and technology section now. David Brin, who's a science fiction author, is being asked by Lindsay Mathis, how likely is it that life on Earth came from outer space? Yeah. Lawrence Krauss, theoretical physicist, is being asked, is actually just talking about first responders. He's not being asked anything. But Richard Dawkins, he's an author of many books on evolution, is being asked, how, without the dinosaur extinction event, how likely do you think it is that intelligence would have evolved on Earth by now? Yeah. How about that? Stephen Shaw, professor of school psychology, is being asked, what is the biggest issue in designing an IQ test? Now, when you're asked questions, you can put a little statement in your profile that says, I'll ask a question if I'm given, like, I think, for 50 cents. Or up to 1,000 cents. You could set a little slider. Well, most people, they let the questions be asked for free, but I'm watching some of these people that, you know, they have, it's a dollar before they answer your question. And the app Valdo is set up so that you can buy credit, like 99 cents or $3.99 or $9.99 from Apple. And pass around the money. Now, you don't have to pay someone to answer a question. You could actually just give people money because they're just so cool. So I gave 33 cents to Greg Dixon and I gave 33 cents to Michael Zeitgeist. And those guys, I mean, like Greg, he's back to listening numbers that you would have seen in Anchor version 1. A couple hundred people listening to each segment that he's putting up. Michael Zeitgeist a few hours ago put up an observation about too many apps. Yeah, two minutes and 33 seconds with an HDR picture of landscape that reminds me of landscape in Utah. I don't know where it was, because it's some part of the United States. But I don't know where it is. Maybe 132 people listened. Three people made verbal comments back to it. So there you have it, Valdo. With the ability to import your Anchor podcast, if you wish. So everything you set up on Anchor, if you want it to just ship across into Valdo, it becomes a Valdo post. And people can hear what you're talking about on Anchor while potentially giving you money for what you said in your podcast. I don't know if it's available on Android. I'm watching it on the old iPhone right now. And I don't know if I have the time to spend on this, because I have, you know, I'm cutting back on all this social babbling time just to get other stuff done. But there you have it. Valdo's the app. Bernie's the guy with the scratchy voice. And I hope your rest of your weekend goes really well. Bye for now. Hey Anchor. Yeah, I don't even remember where I left off. I was talking about Valdo, I think. Yeah, and I'm sweating. Sweating from this cold that I'm trying to kill. Let me mention something else about Valdo that I really appreciate. It goes back to the appreciation I had in old audiobook days, back to FLAC files and how a really high quality audio was able to be uploaded by the app. So same thing with Valdo. It's definitely got left-right separation. The same type of high-quality audio exists with Lemur. Not here on Anchor. You're limited just to the monorail capability. But like when you work with iOS, man, you can do some magic. So Sylvia, Unity Eagle, she's uploaded a lot of binaural stuff. She calls it 3D audio. It might be 3D, but it's definitely, if you have earbuds on or you have the headset on, you get her environment really, really well. I just think it's amazing. It's a high quality audio experience. I did mention that, like, I have this flash briefing that's running now with Alexa, and I could bring that same flash briefing into Volatile. So when I posted something on my flash briefing, which I'm doing on Spreaker, then it could come straight into Volatile and people could tip it 33 cents, 99 cents, whatever they want to give. Yeah, interesting stuff. I've always thought that that's what the community wants. They want more than clappies. They want the listens. People would like to know that people listen to them. So like I put up something on Volatile, and within a few minutes, a couple people listen. I just think it's a bot listened to one of them, and maybe somebody else. Can't tell who listened, which I think is bad. Better than peering over the side here on Anchor and looking at who listened. But yeah, you can see the listens, the numbers of listens, and if you plan it correctly and you actually leave behind meaningful captions, like you put meaningful information in the post, in the audio post, Volatile's search mechanism automatically pulls content that you created or replied to in its system and lists it underneath your clip. I think it's pretty clever. I'm sure that's something Anchor could do. The discovery function in Anchor is pretty poor, but Volatile has it nailed. So like on Sylvia's stuff, when she posts stuff and she uses the term 3D audio, everything she's ever done with 3D audio shows up underneath the post that she did on it. She's doing a lot of binaural, a lot of ambient sound with high quality recording in the streets of the Netherlands. That is all. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. I think I'm going to share some Big Chico moments with you now.
Hey Bernie, it's your girl, Miss Eileen. Thanks so much for telling me about Volatile app. Well, for telling all of us about Volatile app. I think it's going to be a great little experience, a little experiment for us to try out to see if it's a way to monetize. So I went over, set up a profile. I'm actually going to import one of my Spreaker RSS feeds, the one for free podcast host, which I think people will find that information very valuable. I'm hoping so anyway. And I set my minimum for people asking me questions at $2 because, you know, Apple takes 30 cents. Like, wow, they are. Anywho, thanks for letting me know about Volatile. Now I'm going to go over and listen to some other people's content over there. I may even ask some questions. Thank you. Bye for now.
Eileen, this will be interesting to see. I'm not confident that you can pull money out that people give you inside the app. I haven't figured out how. I haven't seen people doing that, but I have seen plenty of people getting 33 cents, or I think the max I've seen somebody get $9.99 for a post. I've seen people being paid the money to answer questions. And that's interesting because some of these folks they're authors or speakers or researchers, and they're being asked questions that are really relevant. I mean, they're really interesting questions. So we'll see. The discovery feature in Volatile is very clever. So you start mentioning words like free in the captions of your content, you're going to be the discovery mechanism may show other incidents of other people using that word free or podcast underneath the post you put up. I do know it does surface stuff from your own feed about stuff concerning content similar to the piece of content under which the discovery issue items appear. So we'll see. There's a good community there. A good number of people there. There's a stronger community ethic or ethos on Anchor, in my opinion. But gosh, you know, the music, I think it probably started as a music kind of app. Really strong musical talent there. People that are putting out EPs or pieces of work. Jesse Music I hold to high esteem, but there's good vocalists and groups on Vaudel that are, you know, carving out a small niche, trying to get an audience, and who knows where that goes. It's all down to the numbers. And speaking of numbers, I have to think they're true in the way of numbers of listens, but that's it's pre-version 2 listening ship that I can see is happening over there. People like Greg Dixon or Michael Zeitgeist. I mean, triple-digit listens for single pieces of content, which is interesting because, you know, there's only 6 or 7 anchor people over on Vaudel, and to have a 3-digit listens to a snippet of content you put up means there's other people. There are other listeners in a bigger ecosystem. Now I'll follow you, and I'll be keen to see how fast your free podcast host stuff shows up in the flow. Take care. Bye now. Hey, if you're listening to me, Bernie here, Top Gold on Good Social Networks and Top Gold on Vaudel, you might have heard me talking to Miss Eileen about credit earned on Vaudel, because I know I was drawn to the idea because of Unity Eagle, Sylvia in the Netherlands, and her understanding of blockchain, cryptocurrency, and credit for monetary credit for good ideas. So generally speaking, when Sylvia says, look, you can earn money with it, she's right. And I didn't actually follow through with trying to withdraw money from Vaudel because I hadn't gotten any. And then I realized that people had actually given me some money, and I hadn't seen it before. So according to credit.vaudel.com, when I log in with my email address and password, I see that after 4 hours on Vaudel, I've got 79 cents. Can transfer that money to credit so that I can give it back to Vaudel, all of it, or I can withdraw the money through PayPal, and you can expect PayPal will take a clip of it. So don't really want to do PayPal stuff until you probably have about 10 or 12 bucks in there, and you won't lose more than 10%. I'm not sure what PayPal takes for a clip, but they clip it right. So the point is, you actually can earn real money. You can earn real money because your content may inspire people, like especially musicians, really. And your expertise may inspire people. So you can actually, when you log into Vaudel, you can, and you set up a profile, you can tap a thing on your profile to ask me, is what it's called, to ask me. And you can make it free for people to ask you questions, or you can charge a fee for people to get an answer to the questions that they want. The credit they get is inside of Vaudel, and it's automatically redeemable at credit.vaudel.com, or you can send it out to other people. So I'm just thinking, like something like Eileen's doing, she can bring in her free podcast host stuff, and I think she's going to end up getting people tipping her, you know, a flower gets her 33 cents, a cookie gets her 99 cents, and then a cup of coffee is... I'm not sure. There's 3 set numbers that are easy for people to give. I should try to give her more than what the cup of coffee is, but then I should probably buy more credit. Yeah, I bought $3 of credit, and I think I've given away most of it. Yeah. Vaudel, V-A-U-D-L-E, credit. And it's real money, boys and girls. real money that I wish Anchor would have set up as well. It's not that hard to do.
Bernie, my man. So there are certain things that I find interesting about this style of audio app. Yeah, discoverability here just really sucks. You have to interact with other people in order to be discovered. There's a lot of work to be done on this aspect. However, on Lemur, I don't know. I haven't really given up Lemur too much. But as another audio app, thinking that I'm going to make money based on the content that I put out there, for you, it would be valuable. However, I'm just at a standpoint that I mentioned this to, as a matter of fact, Aloistic had mentioned blockchain, and blockchain paying the creators for their creativity based on interactions and stuff like that. But I just don't see this as a sustainable app.
Hey, Dave, you know, I experiment around a lot of these things. The volatile things that intrigues me the most is how, you know, when I first signed up for it, it's free, and put in some credentials and then followed some people who I thought were there, it was easy to find a posse. You know, and surprisingly, some of the same faces and voices are there as are on Anchor or places I've been before that. So that was intriguing. And then the other intriguing thing was how, once I made content, the suggestion feature inside the threaded comment strings of posts surfaced other content similar to what I had posted. And it indicates to me that they've worked hard on discoverability, where if you write something in a topic or in a comment, it'll try to connect those thoughts together as related pieces of content for people who might be listening to the thread. They can see that there's other stuff that pertains to it, perhaps in other people's accounts. So that was interesting. I know the money that you earn would be minor, really. Totally minor. I can see that. But their scheme would be, I think, that people add money to the system and then keep any credits that they earn in the system inside the system, which kind of would sustain an element of the back end. I don't know how many people do that, but I mean, I was there for 2 or 3 hours and I got like a dollar worth of props, real money. No, 79 cents, how much I got. Yeah. I think the bigger issue is, like, it's got to go Android if anything is to survive. I mean, my students are 80% Android in the most creative classes that I teach. All these things, there's just so much out there, so many different things. I'd give Vaudel some credibility because they have a wide range of artists that are on there. And these guys, some of them have their own, they had their own subscribable options, whether you could hear them on SoundCloud or buy their stuff on iTunes already, and they're there. So it's another channel for them. I can use it as a social channel, mainly because there's activity from some of the really old heads, like Greg Dixon's and Michael Zeitgeist and Sylvia and Vincent and Sage and Brett. They're all there. So if I want to cut back on my total amount of audio per day, there's only like 10 or 12 people that I've listened to before that are, you know, would be there to listen to. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. My big thing, though, that I'm trying to do is try to focus and, you know, produce a piece of content that's worth listening to through a flash briefing. Produce several pieces of content that different students can listen to that supplement lectures that I give. And then I think I'm really ahead because I think I mentioned this to you before. You know, I'm looking at real money, like it's equivalent of about $250 to $300 a week in my pocket, teaching people how to write for the web and how to analyze their reach, two different courses. And I'm just one or two people short the number of enrollments required to run those things. It's real money. I just got to focus my efforts on that because that's, you know, do the numbers, $200 a week minimum times 4, $800 a month. Yo, for like 4 months out of the year. That's big money. It's enough money to go to the States with the kids and the wife. Okay, back to work, man. Thanks for calling in. You want a dog? Got a dog in the house this weekend. Can you hear him? Yeah. Jack's his name. Very frisky. Owners went to Portugal. Someone else is supposed to be feeding him, but it doesn't look like he's got food, so I don't know. Back to work. Thanks for calling. Bye for now.
Hiya, Bernie. I was just listening to you talking about Vaudel, and I was thinking, well, the last thing I want to do is to go experimenting on another audio app. And then I thought, perhaps I could set up a little business on Vaudel in which I would write a poem for somebody, or somebody could call me up and ask me, write a poem about something, and they could pay me. Would that actually work? Yeah, if you're still awake, I'd love to know. I'd love to know the answer to that.
Paul, that would probably work. If you were following the crosstalk in the comments, I have suspicions about the number of people actually on Vaudel and the power of any auto-listening bots that might be there. So the hype count, the listening count seems a bit inflated. However, yeah, I mean, I see authors who are there, and people are asking them questions about specific things concerning their expertise or plans for the future. I can't tell if the authors are being offered money to answer the question. I have to kind of sniff around to see how do you who's charging what. But no, the answer to your question is, yes, you could. You could set yourself up and say, hey, ask a question is normally a standard block that you get. You could probably reform it to say, ask for a poem, and off you go. Set your price point. The minimum, I think, is 33 cents. The max might be 1,000 cents. It's set up... the setup is in the credits.vaudel.com, and when you're in the profile, you can set a preference up as well. So there you go. I think you could do that if you want to experiment. I'd recommend sniffing around and seeing other people and how they set themselves up for charging. But it should work as you suspect. On another note, have you ever looked at the background of the speechwriters.com that Fred Crowe set up in 2006, 2007 timeframe in Ireland? His wife was a teacher, and she set up the ability to be commissioned for after-dinner speeches, for eulogies and dedications and things like that. They did well for a while, and then they were the copycats rode in with speech writers who charged one-tenth of what Fred's wife charged. So it kind of hurt their business model. Have a look, though. Have a look at commissioning poetry, because it's harder to be a good poet compared to being a good writer, I think.